జయో బ్రజ జన రంజన जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो यशोदानंद जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो यमुना तीरवन चारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरवन चारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो जय राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य बीपीटी संस्थापकाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन अवर डेली श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड एज द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्म देव एंड वी आर ऑन टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। Kindly repeat after me. Krishnam cha tat prabhavagya Asinam jagadishwaram Raddhistam pujayamasa माययोपात्त विग्रहम् कृष्णं च तत्प्रभावज्ञ आसीनं जगदीश्वरम् हृद्यस्तं पूजयामास माययोपात्त विग्रहम् कृष्णं च तत्प्रभावज्ञ आसीनं जगदीश्वरम् हृद्यस्तं पूजयामास माययोपात्त विग्रहम् कृष्णं च तत्प्रभावज्ञ आसीनं जगदीश्वरम् पूजयामास मायोपात्त विग्रहम् कृष्णं च तत्प्रभावज्ञ आसीनं जगदीश्वरम् पूजयामास मायोपात्त विग्रहम् कृष्णं च तत्प्रभावज्ञ आसीनं जगदीश्वरम् हृद्यस्तं पूजयामास माययोपात्त विग्रहम् माताजी कृष्णं च तत्प्रभावज्ञ आसीनं जगदीश्वरम् విధిష్టం పూజయామాస మాయయోపాత విగ్రహం కృష్ణం అండ్ టు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ చ ఆల్సో తత్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ ప్రభావజ్ఞ ద నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ భీష్మ ఆసీనం సిటింగ్ జగదీశ్వరం ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ రిద్ధిస్తం సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ పూజయామాస వర్షిప్డ్ మాయయా బై ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ ఉపాత్త మానిఫెస్టెడ్ విగ్రహం అ ఫామ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్స్ హార్ట్ ఇట్ హీ మేనిఫెస్ట్ హిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఫార్మ్ బై హిస్ ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ దిస్ వెరీ లార్డ్ వాస్ సిట్టింగ్ బిఫోర్ భీష్మదేవ్ అండ్ సిన్స్ భీష్మదేవ్ న్యూ ఆఫ్ హిస్ గ్లోరీస్ హీ వర్షిప్డ్ హిమ్ డ్యూలీ Purport. The Lord's omnipotency is displayed by His simultaneous presence in every place. He is present always in His eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan, and still He is present in everyone's heart, and even within every invisible atom. When He manifests His eternal transcendental form in the material world, He does so by His internal potency. The external potency or the material energy has nothing to do with His eternal form. All these truths were known to Sri Bhishma Dev, who worshipped Him accordingly. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim యత్ కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీ గురో దీనతారినం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం పరమానంద మాధవం అసాధునా సాధుతాదాయన్ అతినీచోచ్చతకర హనుమం చాకదాచిన్ ప్రేమనామత కంఠవ్యస్ఫుర హరే కృష్ణ సో సిక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవాస్ సో దాట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ ఫార్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ అండ్ ద గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ అ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ వండర్ఫుల్ అండ్ హోప్ గివింగ్ చాప్టర్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ We have 12 Mahajanas. Those people who have set up the path of Dharma, those people who have set up devotional service, the performance of devotional service unto the Lord Krishna. So such people, they show us how to live in this world and at the same time perform our devotion to the Lord. So Bhishma Dev is one of the 12 Mahajans, one who had showed the path of devotion, living in his own life and inspiring others to take up that life. So this chapter glorifies Bhishma Dev, and every scripture has its theme. What drives that scripture? What is the main driving force of that scripture? Is very important. So when we talk about Ramayana, the driving force of Ramayana is that who is that character, the great character. You know, that question was asked, that want to know who is the personality who has all those characteristics. And Lord Ram's characteristics is been displayed in Ramayana. Srimad Bhagavatam essentially deals with what is the consciousness, what should be the consciousness of a person who is about to die. And Mahabharata's driving force is what is the dharma. So all the characters, if you see in Mahabharata, they are asking what is the dharma. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see people's consciousness. What is their consciousness, which is subtly hinted. No one could detect. But Srimad Bhagavatam exemplifies. Srimad Bhagavatam expands their consciousness. So those characters have been discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Ramayana, you will see the qualities and character of Lord Ram. And therefore, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, what did Arjuna ask? Arjuna was not lacking energy. Arjuna was not was lacking skills. What Arjuna was lacking was clarity. Yashreya nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyasneham shadimam tamrapannam. Dharma sammuda cheta. So now I am confused about dharma. So he was asking about dharma. Draupadi, when she was in that assembly, she was asking, what is the dharma? Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking, what is the dharma? And dharma is dynamic, is not static. And when we take shelter of the scriptures, when we take shelter of great souls, then we are able to understand and apply those teachings in our life to follow our dharma. Dharma is like a compass which shows us direction. And therefore, it has been asked by Bhagavatam, one should perform the eternal dharma, that is, service to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here, in this episode, in this chapter, we see that the glories of Bhishma Dev, how he followed dharma. There are various characters in different scriptures who have been misunderstood. But Krishna understood them perfectly. In Ramayana, the character of Bharat Maharaj is misunderstood. And he is trying hard to establish his innocence. And he proves that. In Mahabharata, obviously, Bhishma Dev, fighting from the side of, always remaining on the side of Kauravas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gadadhar Pandit, And in Srimad Bhagavatam, actually his glories has been, in all other Puranas, Vritrasur is highly misunderstood. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vritrasur's glories has been explained about his consciousness. And that is what Lord Krishna says. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samadbhavam yati nastrutya samshaya. There is no doubt in this. If somebody remembers me at the time of death, he comes back to me. He achieves my abode. He achieves my nature. And this is most common thing in this world. Highly underestimated and highly potential between relationship is misunderstanding. Highly underestimated. But most potential is misunderstanding. It can break someone's relationship. Mm-hmm. I remember in one of our yatra, Guru Gopal Prabhu has spoken this. This is in Hindi. It was quite an interesting one. he was talking about this, that bhai ko bhai se juda kar deti hai jiyaf. Bete ko maa se juda kar deti hai jiyaf. Aadmi ko duniya se dur kar deti hai jiyaf. Pati patni mein jhagda karwa deti hai jiyaf. And what is this GF? GF means galat fehmi. Jo aap sabko hui hai abhi abhi. So, the misunderstanding is highly potential. And this is common. People will misunderstand you no matter how much you try to please them. How much you try to be like them. And one thing goes here and there. For lifetime, it remains sour. And devotee has to face so much of misunderstanding in their life. People misunderstand them. Devotee has their shelter. Devotee misunderstands them. And what if God misunderstands him? At least sometimes we have a hope, God will understand me. In case of Jatayu, when he was soaked in the blood, when both Ram and Lakshman came and when they saw, both of them thought, this must be the fellow who had harmed Sita. But when they both went close, means now Lord Ram is understanding, means what is the hope? For whom you have given your life, Lord. Of course, that is the Leela, but still, but devotees of such a nature, even if he is highly, highly misunderstood, he is clear with understanding that Krishna, Raddhistam, he is situated in the heart. So, of course, in episode of Garudji, Jatayu, Lord Ram displayed the devotion of the Jatayu, just playing the part of misunderstanding Jatayu. And the same with Bhishmadev. Whole world misunderstood Bhishmadev. But now, at the end of his life, Krishna is revealing his glories to the world. that who really he is. And this is what as a devotee, we have to learn that many times in our many relationships, we may not be fully understood by other person. But if our intentions and our cause is in line with the devotees, acharyas, and Lord's will, then definitely we should continue our practice of devotional service. Of course, this is not the license for people to intentionally create trouble in others' life and say that, "Arey, Lord will understand what is my intention." Not for that. But when such thing happens, so we should be very reliable in Krishna's understanding of our intentions. In Srimad Bhagavatam itself, Vritrasura, because in one class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has compared these two personalities, Bhishmadeva and Vritrasura. So, if we see Vritrasura's life also, he was created to get killed by Indra. Actually, the intention was he should kill Indra, but because of some mistake in pronunciation, he was created to get killed by Indra. So when he started fighting with Indra, he overpowered Indra. And interestingly, Indra, all the devatas, they worship Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu appears to them and he himself gives the way how to kill Vritrasura. Now, Vritrasura, if you take a position of Vritrasura and if you think, "Are, I am a devotee of him. I have been serving him. I have always been thinking about him. And he is only giving the mantras and the astras or weapons to devatas to kill me. So what is this? What is going on?" So much of potential to misunderstand. But Vritrasura does understand. Even if Krishna is giving that weapon to Indra to kill me, but for what he is giving? To bring me back what he had prayed. "Lord, I do not want anything else in of this world. Na nagaprishtam na cha parameshtyam. Na rasadipatyam na sarvabhomam." So what do you want? "Oh Lord, I want association of you and your devotees. Virahaya kangshi." So to exhibit that will, that desire of Vritrasura, Lord had to take a position of giving astra to Indra. So many situations in our life may come in a way, and most of the time we ask this question, why did God let this happen? Vritrasura could have asked, why did God let this happen? Or why he made it happen? I was winning over. But a devotee who understands the nature of the Lord, he is always grateful for whatever situations he goes through. And therefore, this shloka talks about this, about Lord's nature, that Krishnam Chattara Prabhavagyam. Prabhavagyam, these are very hope-giving words about Lord, that He is knowing, He is the knower, Prabhavagya, knower of the glories, of whom? Bhishma. He did not see how many devotees Bhishma Dev made. He did not see how what skill Bhishma Dev had. Throughout his life, being a Mahajan, he could not make Duryodhan devotee. There were two Mahajans around Duryodhana, Vidurji and Bhishma Dev. But both of them failed to make him devotee. So Krishna did not say, throughout life you were there with him and you could not make him devotee. Ek devotee ne bana paya. So I won't give my devotion. And now you are not my devotee. Not based on result. And many times we think, world glorifies based on your result. But Lord does not see your results. Such a hope-giving thing. Of course, he had a skill. Unmatched, unparalleled personality. Oh, because Bhishma, you had such a great skills, so therefore you are my devotee. That was also not the criteria. And also not when he failed. Arey, you did not answer Draupadi's question, so you are not my devotee. That could have been another thing. I did not help my devotee. Why did you allow Pandavas to suffer? All those criterias, all those external things, Lord did not enumerate it just for giving his darshan to Bhishma. Prabhavagya, he knew the glories of Bhishma. Why he is and for what he is. Jagadishwaram. So it's not only for Bhishma, but for everyone. Santam samipe ramanam ratipadam nityapradam vittamimam ilvihaya. Akamadam nitya bhayadi shokam moha pradam dukkhamaham bhajednya. Santam samipe ramanam ratipadam vitta pradam nityam imam vihaya. So in this beautiful shloka, Pinglad is talking about Lord's presence in everyone's heart. Santam samipe radhistam. That supreme person is staying with each one of us. And although he is staying with us, we are neglecting him the most. And what we are running after? Those pleasures, those objects, those things which have never been satisfied to our heart, to our senses. Akamadam. And we are worshipping those who have not fulfilled our desires. Those who have not given us satisfaction. What they have given, moreover they have given miseries, sorrows, lamentation. And we thought, still they are worshipable. Will you worship those who have given? Will you worship that person who has given you lot of miseries, lot of lamentation, and you will run away? But in the under the spell of illusion, we have worshipped those things, those people, and those objects who have been causing so much of pain. And the biggest pain is forgetfulness of Krishna. Radhisthan, he is observing each of our activities, what we are doing. In the black night, no one observes, but one thing, one person observes. Who is that? Lord, who is sitting within you. So both ways it is very protective. When we are weak, to follow rules and regulations, when we understand that, oh, Lord is there, He is watching. So it helps us to restrain ourselves. And when we are aware and when we are properly situated in devotional service, then that time also it helps. In a way, to remain fearless in this world. So with this hope, with this understanding, a devotee lives in this world. That yes, Lord is there with me. Even if I doesn't get approval from the world, but approval of Krishna is there. When I am following the right way, right path given by the Lord and the devotees, that understanding is not whimsical. That whatever I am doing is the best or right. That right should be sanctioned by authorities and the Shastras. Otherwise, sometimes that quote-unquote right understanding may be misleading and can create problem in others' life. And here Prabhupada is giving us hope that He is also there within our heart and is also there outside. Ito Narsimha Parato Narsimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narsimha. Bahir Narsimha, Vidhaye Narsimha, Narsimha Madhim, Sharanam Prapadde. So Lord is staying in a Golok Vrindavan, His eternal abode. But He is also present here in this world. And that is what Ishopanishad is explaining to all of us. This is the inconceivable nature of the Lord. Simultaneously present everywhere. In this world and in spiritual world. Bhishmadev went through so many things in his life, right from his youth, or from the beginning of his life. His birth was also something interesting, that all his brothers were killed by his own mothers, by his own mother. It was Ganga Devi's vow and Ganga Devi's plan. And finally, when Maharaj Shantanu said to Ganga, why are you killing these children? So, as soon as He spoke, she left. And Vishmadev remained alone, without mother. This is first calamity in his life. Of course, then he was taken to the celestial world for training and education. He learned all the scriptures, great teachers, and about to become king. Then another turning happened in his life. His father fell in love with Satyavati. And Satyavati's father wanted Santanu to marry only on one condition. That if Satyavati's children become the ruler. But the obstacle was Devrat, Bhishmadev. So he was morose. Then Bhishma was thinking, father, I have to please my father. So again he took a vow. That was circumstantial vow, but it turned up. He said, I won't become a king. I won't claim the throne. But father of Satya says, but your children will claim. Are then I won't marry only. I will living and but I will protect the throne. But let your daughter get married to my father. Means the son is sacrificing for father's marriage. That time also, okay, he took that vow. And he was not aware ki are now a dharmic king will go away. Circumstances will come in a way that wicked Duryodhana and weak Dhritarashtra will rule. And he had to protect them. How painful it is. You have to see, there was a double sword pain. He has to see the right, the ruler, the virtuous Pandavas to suffer. He has to see that pain is there. And whom you love and you see them suffering, that pains you. And those who are sinful, unvirtuous, they are ruling, that also pains. So that pain he has to bear throughout his life. To see Pandava suffer and to see Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana rule. And not only rule, he has to protect them. But what kept him to go on? The faith in the dharma will win. So similarly, when we go through such painful situation in our life, we should always remember that dharma wins. And for that thing to see in his life, he remained alive. Otherwise, he had that boon. What boon? Ichha mrityu. वो कभी भी अपना शरीर त्याग सकते थे. He could have given up his life. अरे यार ये दुर्योधन is ruling. Let me give my life. Suicide could have done. But he did not. He waited that faith. So that was a display of faith in his life. A devotee needs to have faith. In the process, in the Lord, and in the activities of Dharma. So he had to do that. Then temptations. He has to face temptations. He is a brahmachari in the royal assembly. Means you have a perfect scene, perfect situation where room is dark, AC is on, and you go there and want to study there, what will happen? And you are tired also. You won't study. What you will do? Sleep. So he is all powerful, having all the skills, being a king, he could enjoy, but he is a brahmachari. Okay, what he has to do? Get his brothers married. Unke liye, means for them, he has to bring wives, future to be wives. Brothers, they get their demise happen early. So another temptation comes from the very person who had made, because of whom he had taken vows. Satyavati tells him that now your both brothers are dead. There is no progeny who can rule the kingdom. Now you marry both of them. And there is no adharma in it. So that time also he could have said, "Ha, abhi aa gaya na, oot pahad ke niche." Now I will do the needful. But no, that is my vow. His devotee has to go through so many temptations in his life. Thoda sa, little bit. This is religious. This is allowed. And now everyone is saying, "Arey, no, this is new normal." Even without offering, you can eat. Man mein kar diya na offering. Krishna knows this. Means we start compromising on small thing, because temptations are so high. And then justification also. Bhishma could have justified, "Are, Satyavati nahi bola. Now I followed vow till now. Abhi, now situation has changed." But no, he remains steady. Then Amba came. Before that, Amba, she said, "No, because you touched me, you have to marry me. And now the Shalwar denied her." So again, that was a dilemma for him. What to do? But he remained steady. "No, my intentions was, it was clear that I have to bring for my brother's marriage. But you denied because you loved Shalwa, so you are allowed to go back." He was ready to face that anger also, but remain steady on that vow. So all these things has been noted by Krishna, that yes, so much of things he has gone through. Temptations, faith crisis, dharma crisis, failures. But he remained rock hard, you know, generally it's said. He did not budge. And that inspired, actually that example inspired Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir himself was an ideal person in his life. He never spoke lie in his life. He never spoke. And Bhishmadev never broke his vow. So Yudhishthir, who is an ideal person, only can get inspired by another ideal person. So Krishna arranged that. While remaining in the politics and not speaking lie. Huh? Just contrast, you know. Politician means speak lie. But Yudhishthir, being a politician, never spoke lie. Ideal. And Bhishma, remaining in the politics, never broke vow. And therefore, Krishna, being situated in the heart, is inspiring Yudhishthir to go and listen from Bhishma, who did not get consoled by Krishna himself. So all the devotees need to develop this mood, remaining steady in our vows, in our commitment. And then Krishna is noting all those things. Yes, he is the devotee. And when right time comes, he brings those glories in front of the world. And even if it doesn't happen, of course, devotee is anya abhilashita shunyam. He is not desiring anything that when that day will come, world will know my glories. It may not happen, but Krishna has tick. Yes, he is the one eligible to come back to me. And that poem, once Radhesham Prabhu had spoken, it's a very wonderful poem, which talks about we continue performing our services, our duties, and continue follow the right path. So people often they are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them. If you are kind, people will consider, or people think about you being selfish. Be kind anyway. Why? You might build something which may take years together to build, and someone can destroy overnight. Keep building anyway. You might do good today, and people often forget tomorrow. But continue doing good anyway. Why? Because the final analysis is between you and God. It was never between you and them. And here we see in the life of Bhishma Dev, the final analysis Krishna has shown. So continue doing our devotional practices. Be devotee of the Lord anyway. And that is our only way. Hare Krishna, I would like to stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. If anyone has any question, any doubt, please feel free to ask. I'll just summarize what we have discussed today. So various scriptures, they talk about various driving force, the theme of driving, theme of different scriptures. And in life of Bhishma Dev, there were so many turns, twists, misunderstanding, but he continued performing his devotion to the Lord. And therefore he is categorized as one of the Mahajan. How to leave this world? In perfect consciousness, without complaining, experiencing the pain of others while he was in the pain. So this is the glories of Bhishma Dev. If there are no questions, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಹರಿಹರ.
ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್.